Drive time on RTE Radio 1 with Ulster Bank Business Achievers Awards. Get your business the recognition it deserves. Why not tell us your success story at businessachieversaward.com?
Data obtained by the Irish Times shows that 71.5% of CAO applicants from Longford receive a means-tested grant compared to only 45.6% of applicants from Dublin. Do these figures highlight the low earnings of farmers, or do they represent an inequality in the grant system where the self-employed in rural areas are far more likely to obtain grants? On the line, Joanna Tuffy, the Labour TD for Dublin Midwest. Joanna Tuffy, what's your gripe with the grant system?
Well, I think that the grant system isn't, as fair as it should be. It is a means-tested grant, so it's supposed to be targeted at those who need it most. And apart from the fact that there's a long-standing and widespread perception that the grant system isn't fair, and that's important in itself because it should be seen to be fair because it's a substantial investment by the state in young people, which benefits them greatly in terms of their prospects. But the other side of it is, there has been a number of reports which have been based on research into this issue, apart from the Irish Times report. And more recently, the Higher Education Authority found that when it came to the children of farmers, roughly 40% obtained grants. As the self-employed, their children, about 50% of them received grants. But when you went to look at lower professionals, which would include people the children of nurses, the children of civil servants, only 17% of that group of people were able to qualify for grants. So, there's that report. There's other reports as well. There was a recent 2020 ESRI report that found that those just above the threshold were deterred from going to college. And that matters because, if the grant system is having that impact, and it means that some people are not going to college who otherwise would, it does matter. And I just to say, it goes back to the 1990s, there was a review group on student support schemes then that found that the means test was effective and it recommended a capital asset test. So this is a long-standing issue,
Yeah, but Deputy Tuffy, your party's in power. Rory Quindrow proposals that would have seen assets above a certain threshold being considered for means testing was blocked by Fine Gael. Why didn't you put it in the programme for government?
Well, it wasn't in the programme for government. I suppose the programme for government has many substantial things. It certainly, from reports, Rory Quinn,
we saw continued increases in the price of registration for college going up and up, the back down, the turnaround by Rory Quinn, and also then proposals to address this whole grant system.
Yeah.
And again, he backed off.
Well, I suppose there would have to be agreement at government level. But what I would say is there's still an opportunity to tackle this issue by the present government. Peter Excel's expert group on third level funding is due to report. And in the initial discussion documents by that expert group, they mentioned the HEA report and they're obviously going to look at this issue. When I made comments about this issue recently, it was in response to a report on the grant system by the Union of Students of Ireland. And while I was critical of them because they didn't take a position on the issue, they did say that it should be looked at and that a review group, including the student union movements, should be included in that review. So, I think there is, there is a general agreement there that there's an issue that needs to be addressed. Obviously, not everybody agrees, but there's a fairly wide
quote, Joanna Tuffy, attributed to you in the Irish Times today, where you're saying, I think it was at a meeting you said this, that you knew of instances of doctors getting grants for their children and bus drivers failing to do so.
Yeah, and I do. I know that. I do. I am aware of that. I know, I would know, obviously, of individual cases which are obviously anecdotal.
In recent times, through Susie?
Well, no, not through Susie. No, that's say not through Susie. I would be aware of people, I suppose, more.
So you're talking about historic issues, are you?
Well, no, not necessarily, because the grant system hasn't changed in that respect. It hasn't changed in terms of, the fact is that the same system is more or less in place as was in place, over 20 years ago, it's not a new issue, but there hasn't been substantial change either. And I think what I say is very much borne out by the evidence of the reports by the HEA. People like Donald de Butler have raised this issue, and he's made recommendations as well, which I think should be considered by the government, you know. So there's a lot of support in terms of the research. People who have looked at this issue closely in terms of what I'm saying.
Yeah, but there is another issue that it can be easy perhaps for a Dublin TD to start kicking rural areas and saying that farming families are getting too much by way of grants. The average farming income, the most recent figures that I see, put the average farming income at 24,000. So it doesn't matter what land you may have to try and support that income.
Well, I mean,
the income is just that much.
Yeah, well, I suppose one of the proposals by Donald Butler now, and he did a report in the 1990s about this, but he made a recommendation recently that the capital threshold could be set relatively high with a wide definition of assets, whereas very often, I suppose, this issue is looked at in terms of setting the threshold low with a narrow definition of assets. So I think the thing of people who have, you know, low income or where there's issues to do with hardship, all of that can be taken into account in a fair system.
But I suppose
the present system system is definitely defective in that regard.
But is the bottom line, would you be suggesting that to the farming family, because they'll be the ones most in the spotlight from rural areas, to the farming family, despite the low income, if they are asset rich, that they should be selling off a few fields to put their children through college?
No, not necessarily. But I mean, I think the fact is that, you know, through the grant system, you know, and people who are in receipt of the grants, you know, generally don't have to pay the tuition fee either, right? You know, so there's a substantial investment in the children of people who get grants, and that makes their prospects better for the future. And I mean, capital assets are assets against which money can be raised. You know, so like these things can be considered. And what I would mention as well, Mary, is that it's not necessarily a rural versus Dublin divide. You know, there are lots of people who work, who are PA workers outside of Dublin too, and they're affected by this issue. Mm. And for example, the SRI report in 2013 found that people who live in rural areas can be deterred from going to college if they're just above the threshold for the grant. So this matters throughout the country, not just, you know, it's not just a Dublin rural divide.
Joanna Tuffy, Labour TD for Dublin Midwest. Thank you very much.